Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and Trash Pandas getting ready for an 11:05 start in the morning as we roll on the pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a guy who's been fun to watch this year out of the bullpen, Robbie Baker. Robbie, thanks much for joining us.
Of course, happy to be here.
It's been a fun start to the year for you, and it's been a fun start for the bullpen this year as well, one of the best bullpens in all of minor league baseball. What's it been like to be a part of such a fun group early on?
You know, it's always fun when everybody's kind of firing on all cylinders. You know, you can help each other out. And, you know, we've done a good job thus far, so I want to keep that trend going. But always more fun when everybody's kind of rolling and, you know, the vibes are good around the team.
How about for you personally? Cup of coffee last year with Biloxi at the end of the year, and now this year's starting out and having an ERA just barely above two.
Yeah, it's been a solid start. You know, it's always nice to see that off-season work pay off. But, you know, we got great resources here, great coaches helping us out. So, you know, get a few good innings under your belt that help you keep it rolling. So, you know. But Biloxi's a great spot to be, right on the water. And, you know, we got a great team, so having a good start to the year so far.
What's it been like living down here in Biloxi? You mentioned right by the water, there's a ton to do, and it's always warm.
It is always warm, and it's getting warmer. But, you know, we're finding stuff to do. Still, like, learning the spots to eat, spots to go and hang out and stuff. So, but it's been good so far, and the travel's never bad in this league, so that's always a plus.
What's been your biggest thing on the mound this year that you've really loved as part of your success?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, just trying to get ahead, and that's one of our organizational goals. Get ahead, and then, you know, you put yourself in a position to be more successful as long as you do that. So just try and keep doing that, and, you know, that usually gives you a better chance to be successful.
You're a guy who pitched an indie ball with the Grand Junction Rockies in the Pioneer League back in 2021, and you're not the only guy throughout the organization for the Brewers who has pitched an indie ball. How nice is it, and how much do you appreciate the fact that the Brewers invest so much in scouting indie ball and sign guys who up to AAA like Darryl Thompson or even in the big leagues as well?
Yeah, I mean, indie ball's it's a great place to find people that, I mean, not only love the game but are willing to, like, work hard and stick with it even if you don't have a spot in affiliated ball. You know, you learn a lot out there because it's, you kind of lose some of the bells and whistles that you have in affiliated ball, but it's great to see an organization, you know, invest their time into indie ball, because there's definitely a lot of talent out there, as you can see by, you know, a lot of the players that the Brewers have signed. So, you know, lucky to have them looking out in places like that.
You pitched in the Pioneer League, which is historically, especially since it's turned into an independent league, horrifically hard to pitch in, but you found success. What was the biggest thing you learned during your time with Grand Junction?
You know, that was probably a little bit of luck. You know, sometimes the ball flies a little bit further out there. But, you know, just kind of being aggressive, that same kind of mentality that the Brewers are looking for, you know, I was trying to do out there. It's a great goal for any pitcher. And, you know, had good people around me, a good team, and was put in positions to be successful. So,
what was that process like to getting signed by an affiliated ball organization?
You know, they had told me teams were reaching out here and there, but hadn't gotten really any serious calls. So it was, after putting up decent numbers, you know, I was getting a little frustrated, but then the Brewers reached out. Brian Gale gave me a call, and, you know, it was quick after that, but it was, you know, really exciting for me, my family, and, you know, it was a good experience.
When with the Brewers, you've turned into really a multi-inning, long-form relief guy. What's that been like for a guy who, during your career in college at Richmond, you were a starter, now turning into that multi-inning relief guy here at the Brewers organization?
Yeah, that experience as a starter at Richmond, I think, definitely helped. As well as, you know, being more of a one-inning guy in Grand Junction. So, you know, just a mix of those two, but always helpful to have that experience of starting and, you know, carrying it over to longer relief. You know, it's been good so far, so hopefully can keep that rolling. You know, just fill any spot that the team needs and do what I can to help out.
Well, there we go. Robbie, it's been a lot of fun to watch. Thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 11:05.